Welcome to the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. Our organization is called Community Education Network, and that's where you get the CEN. We're an organization that focuses on improving ourselves and our community. And since we live in a racial dynamic and we're Black, we focus also on Black people. So this evening, the gentleman that's our guest, he's been on before, and I'm going to show you how you can access that previous show. But before that, I want to introduce our panel. Excuse me. We have Professor Amin Ra, our master teacher. We have Damian McCalman, one of our previous guests. He has a couple of shows on here. And also, he's responsible for our guests being on here this evening. And we have our good old brother in Louisiana, Brother Mashinda, who's on almost every time. And our guest this evening is Kevin G. Kevin G has been on before, and I'd like to show you how to access that show. So if you go to YouTube and go to Community Education Network, he was on September 7th, 2022. And the show is a real good show. As you can see, 133 views. That's kind of good for us because we're brand new, 2 years in. So that was an excellent show. Really enjoyed it. Then you can also access it through our website in the podcast section. And all you have to do is go to podcasts, and then you would have to scroll down back to that date. So, yes, he's been on before. So our topic this evening is the importance of health and wellness in the African-American community. So, Brother Kevin G, thanks for coming again. I appreciate you doing that. And you can, if you want to, you can tell us more about yourself or something you want us to know, and then you can get started with the presentation.
All right. Thank you. Been on here before. I like being able to spread some type of awareness. It's just like I always say, I'm just like an average guy living an experience. It may be something that I'll share can maybe help the next man. So today, what I really wanted to focus on is something that's extremely important to me is the health and awareness in the Black community. You know, we see, we don't create the stats and things of that nature. Others do. So sometimes people will be, well, you talk about Black because that's who I am. So that's what I'm going to discuss. And I noticed a few things, especially over the last few years with the COVID-19 thing and the condition that our people are in as far as their health. And I think that there's some things that we could do to change it. And, you know, I've taken losses in my family, lost my mother to cancer at age 60. You know, I'm 46. So my mom, she didn't know 14 years later, she was going to be gone from cancer. So that really shook me up, and I changed the way that I ate. You know, I started to exercise as much as I can. I'm a regular person, so now I'm on it every day. But in the beginning, it was tough. But you get to a point where you're able to establish and get yourself in a comfort zone. And I mean, I haven't had to use my health insurance my whole adult life since the military. And I mean, that's a blessing to me. So, and I think that that has a lot to do with some things that I do in my life that maybe I could share here that other people could do in their life. So, you know, I wanted to talk about really our condition. I want to just jump right into this and the condition of our people and the health. We all could see that, you know, just by the eye test that our people were not in the best shape. And we could do better, especially when, you know, I'm a Black man, you know, I say it straight up, I'm Black power, but not in the sense of a racist type of Black power. I'm Black power that I want my people to be powerful. I want them to be at their best. And I think that genetically even, we're, you know, we should be better. We should be better. We were created a lot better than what we're representing ourselves right now. So that's what I wanted to jump into. And, you know, 20% of our people are in poor health. And these are all CDC numbers. Anyone listening to the show, they can look it up and they can see for themselves, and they can see CDC, WebMD. You can go a lot of search engines and it'll show you the condition of African Americans. We're at the bottom. We're at the bottom, except in, I think it's inactivity. I mean, we're like a few percentage points off there behind Hispanics. But in every other category, heart disease, diabetes, all that. And it has to do with something in the way that we live as a people. So that's what I want to discuss today. I'm going to break down a few stats and everything, and you know, give people some things that they could look up for themselves. You know, tell you guys a few things that I do as a 46-year-old man. And I really, man, I haven't missed a day of work, and I don't even know how, especially from being sick. You know, and I think it's what I do in my regular life. It's just an average man. I'm not a doctor. I'm none of that. Just certain things. Maybe I could share what I do that can help others. So before I start, if anybody else on the panel want to say anything or anything like that before I jump into it, or I could just jump head on right now and just go.
We'll wait until after you do what you want to do.
You're good. Okay. All right. So the first thing I want to start off with is, you know, like I said earlier, 20% of us, we're in poor health. And this is not my stats. This is the stats with, you know, what we can look up for ourselves. Our own people in the survey say that we're 20% of us are in deplorable health. 12% of us smoke cigarettes. At the age of 20, our men are 38% of our men are obese by the age of 20. Our women are 56% of them are obese by the age of 20. Hypertension, our stats, by the age of 20, men are 57% of us have some type of hypertension. 57.6 of the women have some type of hypertension. 14% of our people don't even have health insurance, period. And, you know, the three leading causes of death for us as today are heart disease, cancers, and diabetes. And now they have COVID-19 in there, but that's a whole nother thing. The correlation with that and bad health, there's probably a reason why we're at the top in that too. Now, another thing is physical inactivity. By race, Hispanics are 29.1% of them do nothing. For our people, it's 28.7. So we 4 percentage points behind there. You know, our people, 60% of we are more likely to have diabetes. Now, if I could go back to, let's say, the 40s and the 50s, our people, whatever we were doing with our diets, whatever we were eating with the foods that we ate then, diabetes wasn't as prevalent in our community. Heart disease wasn't as prevalent in our community as it is today. I looked at some things with the Army. They do this thing called a grip strength test. Even testosterone levels, this is for men in general across the board, are like way down from the 80s to now. It's, wow, we're like down pretty far. Everybody can look up that now as well. Now, the European diet contributes a lot to our health here, and that's why we have to do what we have to do to make sure that we don't get caught up in, you know, not taking care of ourselves. Because once you don't have the energy to go, we're just like a car. I always put good food into my body, because when I say I'm eating food, I say it's fuel. I'm putting fuel in my body. Because whatever I'm running off for the whole day, that fuel is going to help me push through the day. Now, with our statistics, a lot of people say, you know, well, what can we really do I don't have access to this. I don't have access to that. I share on my Instagram page. You could look it up, KG Black Power. That's my Instagram name. And I share my videos that I do all the time. I don't have a gym membership. I go to the boxing gym, but I don't have like a membership where I go every day. I use my community facilities or I use my house. And this is all things that happened because losing my mother, my sister battled cancer, my dad had heart disease, my brother had diabetes, all type of stuff. And then I'm the only one standing that nothing really happened. So I wanted to look at a couple of other things here too that I had jotted down as far as our health disparities. A lot of people say, well, we don't have the same access, or, you know, the doctors don't care for Black people the same way that they care for other people. Well, damn, that's more reason for you to make sure that you on your P's and Q's. We have money to buy different type of fruits and vegetables. They're still cheap. I tell people, if we could go and buy some Jordans, and they say, oh, I don't have access to good food in my community. Well, drive your butt out to Whole Foods in the suburbs and go get some good food out there if you're saying you don't have access. The priorities where we are in our health, we don't even see that that has a big contributor. We look at autism. When I was in high school, I don't remember kids in elementary, all that in the 80s, early 90s. I don't remember a lot of people having autism. I'm going to be real. But now because of our diets, the things that's put in food, like that term GMO, genetically modified, it's like genetically modified for what? So I want us as our people, my main thing is just a regular Black man, keep my, like I said with the other show, keep my foundation strong in my house. And then maybe something that I'm doing could lead to the next Black house. And then we could kind of change the tide. Like, you know, I always go, when I go in for my checkups, they ask me, oh, is this hereditary in your family? Is this hereditary in your family? We could change that with our diets. And it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. But, you know, I'm a testament. I've been doing this for about 10 years. And everybody who knows me, every time they see me, I'm in better condition and I'm getting older. So it's not like, oh, well, it can't be done. But us as people, we have to really put forth a bigger effort into that. They had seven ways also that we could improve. Now, you know, let's talk about what we could do to improve. Like I always tell Damien, and he knows this. I say, hey, man, let's do some push-ups and do scripture. We could read scripture and do push-ups. We could go to into the church and do arm circles and whatever, you know, just to get our people more active. When I leave for work where I live, I see the Asians, those old Asians, they be 70, 80 years old. They doing Tai Chi and all that stuff in the park. I don't really see our people doing that. And the stats show you have to just be honest with ourselves. The sodium intake, read them labels. People read the labels on your food, the drinks too, that everything is full of sodium. And whatever it is, it seems to be attacking our people the most because we're in the worst condition. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to be done to fix the situation. I want to hear anything that you guys have to say now that you guys might could like spin off me, and then I'll come back in and say a few other things that, like what I actually do in my day-to-day life, that maybe it could help somebody else. But I want to see where you guys, what you guys really see as far as your perspective of our health. I mean, is it really a big deal to everybody or is it not? I think it is because our life expectancy, you look at every category. I promise you, Black people, look at every category. We're at the bottom, except that measly 4 percentage points at that inactivity over the Hispanics. And I mean, a lot of people that I know, we do well enough to where we have access to good health. We have access to the gym. We have enough money to where we could buy some running shoes. We have a floor in our house where we could do some push-ups. All those type of things can curb these And then they got to figure out something else to try to kill us. Because I think that, you know, it's warfare. That's how I really feel. It's warfare. And I think that we can do a lot more to fight back on this, because even, I think foods, even diet and exercise, affects your mental state. And we can see that our mental state in our community is really off the tracks right now. It's like, you know, I see these kids feeding their little, these moms feeding the little kids hot Cheetos and all this type of crap and all this processed food. And, you know, you could look at McDonald's, and I'm not going to lie, I eat McDonald's. I ate McDonald's a few times. I'm not, but I burn that stuff off. So I'm not like, oh, I'll never eat it. Hey, if you're hungry, sometimes you're going to eat some BS. But, you know, that's just being an honest man. But you're going to go and burn that off. You're going to go and burn that off, because I've seen the studies with McDonald's. You can look it up. You can take a Happy Meal. That stuff doesn't decompose. The hamburger, the fries, none of it. Imagine that in your body all the time. So I want to hear what everybody else have to say. This is a lighter topic, even though it's real serious. It's not like the other time I was on the show. But this one is more of a, like, see where everybody else feels about health, because I try to push it every day, even though it's not like my whole life like that. But I feel that individually, it don't cost us no money to take care of ourselves. If you not take care of you, then how you gonna take care of the rest of your family? Like, I want to grow old with my wife and be able to, she ain't got to push me and, oh, we got a whole bag of medication. Nah, I don't want to do that. It's possible that I won't have to do it if I keep up what I'm doing and keep, I have a slogan. It says, build over chill. And I'm gonna always build myself up over chilling, because chilling don't do nothing for me. So just, yeah, my daughter in 2019, she hugged me one time, and I hadn't seen her since she went to basic training for the Army, came back. I haven't seen her in a while because me and their mom had a bad relationship. So I saw my daughter, and she said, Daddy, I don't want you to get a dad bod. Man, it shook me to the core, man. I was like, dude, I can't have my daughter say I'm like getting the gut and everything. I got to take care of this. So even for your own self-confidence and taking care of yourself, I always tell my household now, if something happened, something crazy happened, we don't know what could happen, and I got to carry my daughter in my arms and put my wife on my back, and we got to get to a bunker or somewhere, I bet you I ain't going to be out there dying. I'm going to be able to do that. You know, I'm going to be able to take care of my family. I'm not going to be the man out there that's falling apart if it's a tough situation like that. And I think our condition as men, I always say, I'm straight up. I think that blacks, men, women, we were created first. We were the first on the planet. We get a lot of flack and backlash and a lot of hatred from others because of that. And we were first for a reason. And when you look at our genetic structure, our muscle composition, all of that, we're in the front as far as when we take care of ourselves. When we don't, we're at the bottom. And we have to look at this as like, it's warfare, even on the health front. So that's how I look at it. I'm going to say, okay, well, they say this is hereditary in my family. Well, the offspring from Kevin Grafton, it might not be hereditary for them, because they're going to pick up my habits, and then those tree branches going to keep going out, keep going out, keep going out. And then you might have started something to where all of our people are healthy. So I want to hear what you brothers have to say, because I could go long-winded a lot. So I want to hear what y'all have to say, and then okay, I'll drop a few other gems in there.
Okay, I'm going to start with Damien. Damien, what you think about this topic?
I have been hearing it for years. but no, I think, like you said, it's important, you know, just for longevity purposes. But then you said something about, like, you eat fast food, but then you burn it off. So, like, let's say, you know, I'm leaving work and I stop and get a burger from wherever. What? To burn it off, because I think I like that idea. I get to eat it, but then what could I do to burn it off? Do I do it that day? Do I do it? When do I do it? And what do I do?
Like I told my sister this, damn. I told my sister this. Walk in place. You could be at work and just, you could be walking in place at work and you could get in how many steps or whatever when you at work even. What I do, you see what I do at work. I'll break off and I'll do push-ups. Everybody know what I do. They know my whole get down. If I'm working nights, I'll do that. Now, when you get home, you can do some, chase the kids. The kids go out there and do stuff. I know they got a lot of energy. I see that all the time. So chase them around. Take them to the park. Put your running shoes on and they going to be screaming, oh, daddy's chasing us and everything. And you're going to be burning a lot of calories with that. Now, I would say try to meal prep more as opposed to, like, a lot of people do what I call, like, oh, well, if I didn't eat all day, I'm hungry, let me just grab something.
Yeah.
And then when you grab something, that's how you end up at McDonald's and stuff like that. Now, if you meal prep the night before or even for the week, put it in some Tupperware, just try it. Like I tell a lot of people, just try it for maybe a month, 2 months, and just see where it takes you. Then I know you do your ministering and everything, so you need to be here longer, brother. So you will be here longer. I use that saying all the time, put more time on your clock.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say, well, put more time on your clock. You know me personally, so some people could take it wrong because, like one of my drill instructors told me before, you never going to make somebody change approaching them with kit and gloves. So when we came off that bus in basic training, dude was screaming, yelling, hollering. People like, what's wrong with this dude? He's crazy. And then at the end, they tell you why rules the method to the madness. So a lot of times we might take it wrong. But me, like, it's tatted on the inside of my arm. It's a Black Power right here. It says peace in Black Power. Y'all can't see it, but it says peace and Black Power. And it's in the sense of that I really do. I really do care for my people. I really care for my people. I think we are way stronger than what we are presenting ourselves right now. And we never know with this life. So, like I said, I'm 46. You knew my mom. So my mom's passed when she was 60. That's 14 years from now for me. My mom had no idea. And I think that, being honest, my mom's activity wasn't up to where it needed to be. And the foods and stuff that we eat, let's say you just keep putting the wrong gas in your car. You got a certain type of performance car. Just keep doing shit. Keep doing it. Keep putting the wrong gas. Yeah, it's going to run. It's going to keep running for a while. But eventually, it's going to break down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm still dealing with the pain of my mom being gone. Everybody know that.
Yeah.
So think how that would make your kids feel. So you're not doing it just for you. You're doing it for them. You're doing it for, like I said, you got to do your ministering and everything. You got to go around and spread the God's word and everything. And I love that you do that. And you one of the only people, and I'm going to say this live on here, you one of the only people who stick to the damn script and don't have biases and everything. Behind that, you just
time
stick
out.
To the script.
Damien, you a minister? You didn't tell us that.
What do you? It's just, you know, it is what it is.
Well, yeah, so you saying you're a minister?
I do. I've been doing that for probably 10 years.
And you didn't even tell us. You didn't want to tell us that, huh?
Not want to tell you. It's just, you know.
Oh, damn, I slipped up. I laid it out the
all
back.
Right. All right, Reverend. Okay, go ahead. Okay, you want to continue right, so, or you want to go to the next person?
Yeah, I'm going to continue. I'm going to say some things it doesn't work for everybody, but I always tell everybody to start off slow. Like, you know, before you start, it's just like a baby. You're going to crawl before you walk. So start, if you implement something where you have a health plan, especially with your family, get the wives and the kids involved because it's fun for them. So, and it's like they don't have to do as much as we do as men to keep themselves in shape, but it'll like develop those habits. And then instead of the habits of chilling, one of my buddies, he brought up a good point. He said, we spend about 7 hours of our time on our phones, on Facebook, on Instagram, doing all that stuff. And at the same 7 hours, the same people, they usually tell me all the time, man, I don't have time to hit the gym, man. You know, I have to do this, but them fingers doing the walking, boy. So I always say, I have an exercise bike in my house. I was riding it during the Laker game. I told myself I was only going to do 5 miles. I ended up doing 10. It's on a Sunday after going to the gym. Once you get into the routine, and it's like when people say, oh, it's like a drug. It really is, because you see the improvement in yourself. You see that your family sees you as a stronger pillar for the family as a Black man, which we all should be. And like I said, you're putting time on your clock. So I do a lot of mostly boxing because I love boxing. Do a lot of boxing. I ran across a 80-year-old in the gym. He was a doctor, a brother. Man, he in great condition. He was in excellent condition. And he said his diet, when he got to a certain age, he stopped eating certain things, and it really made a difference. He chicken, fish, fruits, and vegetables. And people say it's hard, but once you start doing it, you can find sodium-free seasoning. We could do all type of things where, like I told my sister, you could walk in place while you're watching TV. I got a floor right down here in front of me. You could do push-ups. My dad, he's 75 years old and got all his cognitive abilities. The old man still walks and stuff all the time. And he used to drink and everything. I don't drink. I maybe had 3 sips of alcohol in like 4 or 5 years. I don't really do any of that. I spend my time taking care of myself because of the losses that I took. And that's all I want to just spread the positive things about, you know, you could keep a positive mind and know that like everything not going to change overnight. It's always like that. It doesn't change overnight. But I really started this journey, as I say, in about 2014. And everybody who knows me, every time they see me, I'm in better condition. And you have to cut out those naysayers, the people who like, well, I can't. We hear that all the time. Or it's not important to me. We hear that all the time. It's like you in a race to get in the casket first. And we shouldn't do that. So all we have to do is be authentic with our approach. Do what makes you better. You know, it's not being arrogant or narcissistic because you're just concerned with your people's well-being, and that's what I am. So that's why I don't get paid for it. I have a regular job that I get paid for, and things I do with car stereos and stuff on the side. That's how I get paid. I share my health journey because I just want the people that I care about and my community to have more of a emphasis on, you know, our health. You know, they say our body is our temple, but then you throwing trash in your temple every day. And then a lot of people get mad at the person who's telling you, well, stop putting the trash in your body. Look what it's doing to you. Look what it's doing to your mind. Look what it's doing to your energy. Look what it's doing to your focus. You always like, I don't wake up like that. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go downstairs and work out. And I don't have to be to work to 7:30. You know, and it's a routine. It's a routine that I'm in now. And it's been doing me very, very good. So that's my experience, brothers. I don't want to be too long today, but I think that our community could do a much better job on our health. I want everybody to look up those stats for themselves and see what a Black community is as far as our health statistics. And we can't say, oh, well, we don't have access to this, and you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. Before we had access to their healthcare, we was way back in the day, we had shamans and stuff in the dang jungle and holistic people and all that type of stuff. And our people were in better condition, even in the early 1900s. Our people were in better condition than we are health-wise. Life expectancy wasn't as long, of course, because, you know, you could die from pneumonia or something back then because they didn't have the technology that we have to even detect things. But as far as overall health and all these high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, we can change it. Like, I've seen people who were terrible with their health and decided, you know what, if I'm trying to live, I'm going to change this. So that's all I wanted to drop in and say today. I don't want to be too long, but get out there, get your exercise in.
Hey, hold up. We got two other people on here that may have a question or want to make a comment, brother.
Oh, okay. Dang.
So let them, they may want to jump in right quick. Brother Mashinda.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, Brother Kevin, I appreciate your presentation tonight. I think you quoted a lot of facts. You know, I've been in the game a while, and I concur 100%. I'm in Louisiana, of course, from California. Number one lead cause of death for all people in both states is heart disease. And so, like you say, it becomes, you know, so, you know, we all throughout our lives picked our poisons and ate certain foods. And, you know, as we, you know, still like matriculate through life right now, you know, like you say, but it's, you know, we can change at any time. That's, you know, you had referred to that, and I thought that was great. You can start right now and just do the best that you can at this point, wherever we're at in our lives right now. Like, it's amazing that you kind of, you know, given this presentation tonight, because the last couple of weeks, I've been very conscious about, you know, I've been, you know, like at work, you say, you can, or wherever you're at, you can put in a little exercise. I intentionally put in, I average probably, I have a step counter and it pulls out about 4 miles every day, you know, 3 miles, 3 to 4 miles every day, you know, like today was over 4 miles. And so staying in motion, and then like and then I tell you what, I had a presentation today where I was dealing with some students rather than getting them prepared for graduation, things like that. So I had cookies in there. And, you know, I just, because I had needed to have some kind of snack, and you know, I ran to the store, and usually I would eat a few of those cookies. And so, but I had started my little regimen, my mindset, my mind, body, and spiritual transformation. Like, I'm going, you know, because I've been there before. I was a vegan one time in the 90s where, I mean, literally was running 5 miles a day and doing all that. And so I know that space. I know that level. I know and the benefits from it. So, of course, moving down here really kind of took me back somewhat in a lot of different ways. And I can make excuses and things like that. But the bottom line is, you know, taking ownership and just realizing, like you say, what you put in your body. You know, you are what you eat, they say. You know, that kind of, we hear that. But it's like, wow, you know. So anyway, I don't want to go on and on and on. You kind of spelled it out very well tonight. I appreciate your presentation. Come back again.
Thank you,
brother.
So
well,
we're going to go to Professor Rock.
Appreciating what you said and appreciating what everyone has said. And I want to thank you, Brother Kevin, for coming on and providing us with your wealth of knowledge and encouragement to make health a priority and a challenge. And that's a good thing. We need more individuals like yourself in our homes and in our lives to coach us. To be sort of like a caretaker, a care concerner of the people, you know. The challenge is, though, you know, we're like injured physicians, but we have the power to heal ourselves in many ways. And it's not easy, like you say. You're talking about change of lifestyle. Change of culture dynamics. Muslims don't eat pork. And some Jewish people don't eat certain things. And religious groups, you know, they don't eat certain, some of them don't eat things because that's their culture. You know, it's a part of their culture. A lot of the problems with our diet is we're Americans. So we eat an American diet. And we're subjected to the same subliminal seduction and motivations to eat what people sell, and they sell it for money, you know, and it's addicting. Most babies, by the time they're 2 or 3 years old, they're already hooked on sugar, just with baby apple juice, you know. And it becomes an addiction because the parents start feeding the babies what they eat. Chewing, you know, mashing it up, maybe potatoes, maybe meat, maybe whatever. You have traditions. It's a rare Southern family that don't eat 10 pounds of chitlins on New Year's. I mean, you know, you used to go to the store. We used to make a joke, you know. Yeah, it's a tradition. And then put hot sauce on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those are traditions. Traditions that have big meals. In the South, where Machinda is, people ask you, have you ate before they say hello? You know, I mean, it's called Southern hospitality. Many mothers start cooking dinner after their breakfast, after they clean up after breakfast.
Mm.
You should thought, you know, in the South, you know, I mean, food is abundant with regards to that to a certain degree. We are in a very serious situation with regards to morbidities, that's illnesses, and mortality, and our mortality rate. I mean, you laid it out. But that don't stop people. It's just like filling a dope head, you're going to OD. That's the goal, you know. And so, you kids go off like a siren when they pass McDonald's. You know, you can cook a veggie burger with the best fresh lettuce and tomatoes, and I want McDonald's. You know, I mean, in the seasoning. Additive, food additives, and preserves all play a part in affecting our bodies. But it's not easy to change when you get addicted, you know, to sugar and salt. Both are white, and both are bad for you. It's a thing that we come up with because our parents, who we trust, we love, did not have the knowledge you have, did not have the statistics. Many of our parents smoked because they saw white folks smoking. Before they put on the cigarette package, could be hazardous to your health. They smoked Camels and Pall Malls and Marlboros. You understand? Right. No reason. Just smoke. You know, same thing with alcoholism. You know, you drink. You know, you just make moonshine. You know, it's some for money, some for just say. It's a real family don't have an uncle or brother or someone that's an alcoholic. Alcoholism do more damage than the drugs. You know, I mean, when it comes to cirrhosis of the liver and all those type of things. And so my point is that this is something that we have to begin to get to future mothers, future fathers who are going to be there with the mother, not the ones that's going to come by only with gifts on their birthday, on Christmas and stuff. I'm talking about a real father that's there, whether he be the blood father or just the one that's there with the mother. It starts at an early age. If you can get to the youth at an early age and get to the parents at an early age, they choose life. Now, you can eat all you want to eat, and you can't guarantee nobody. They eat a vegetarian diet, drink nothing but aqua water or pure water from the river or whatever, that you're going to live forever. You right. just can't, you understand? And that you ain't going to have no illness. Now, I have a partner that's one of the strictest vegetarians you ever want. No. But he never liked going to doctors and stuff, and he ended up getting a colorectal because he would never get a colonoscopy. But sometimes he'd go raw, you know, on the vegetables, you understand? And, you know, he just knew he was going to be healthy. And it really shocked him that he had polyps and cancers and that there was stage 2 or 3. He had to go through radiation for his family. He didn't even want to do that. Hmm. There are some people that smoke 10 packs a day, never get sick, never get cancer. And some people smoke 2 packs and get it. You can get lung cancer in California just breathing the air, you know, because it's so polluted. But my point is that what you're saying is a cultural dynamic. It's not just something. It's got to be something that people enjoy doing. Mm. People understand the purpose. They give them direction, purpose. You know, I mean, we have to begin to educate our youth, who will be the future parents, of how to get away from American cultural apparatus. You know, we used to say, the white folks used to eat meat. We used to come up vegetable stew, greens and cornbread, no meat. You understand? We were poor. Beans and rice and biscuits. You understand? And now that's a delicacy. Mm. You understand? You know, we thought we were losing out because we didn't have meat. Now we find out that that's one of the leading causes of stomach cancer and colon cancer. Red meat, as you say, gets stuck in your bowels, you can't get it out. Next thing you know, it hurts you. But that education, you know, your class should be at the high schools, elementary and junior high. You do have some young kids that are being educated that way. There are groups out there now that are really, really teaching young people how to eat. I got a granddaughter. She won't eat no red meat. She don't, she drinks plenty of water, and she don't even like sodas. And we'll tell you, that's too much sugar, Paw. That's too much sugar. You don't want that. You know, I mean, so there are young people that are heeding the call. When we was coming up, we used to have to take our lunch to school. Mm-hmm. We had Superman lunch pail, a brown bag. We ate tuna sandwiches. You understand? And every now and then, you know, your parents would put a cupcake in there or something. But, now they start feeding you. And they have to fight to have a healthy diet in the school's cafeteria. You know how hard that is? You know, even though they it's hard. I worked in the cafeteria. That's how I washed dishes in between classes for free dinner, lunch and, you know, some chump change. Well, all the way through high school. And monitored the cafeteria line, all of that. But at the same time, man, we grow up, you know, it's hard when you got fast food joints on every corner. We was coming up, we didn't have that. We ate at home. But now it's a commercialization of food. And you don't know what's in Taco Bell meat. You understand? It's like a dope man cuts the dope to stretch it out. They cut the meat. You know, you need the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, to go by and test and see what they're doing to the meat. And that's what you were saying about McDonald's You can take some of that hamburger and put it out on the street, they won't even decompose. You understand? And so what you're saying is beautiful, brother, and I applaud you, man. I'm glad we got some brothers out there, teaching that, and hopefully your family will respond to it. Neighborhood, community people, but it's hard, man, because it's like trying to tell a dude on crack, hey, man, you need to stop smoking. He said, hey, man, I wish I could, And this is the same thing with eating. I wish I could stop this sugar and salt. I wish I could stop eating what I was raised to eat. You got black people in the South. They operate pork farms, pig farms. They got smoke houses where they kill the cow and put it. You understand? It's a rare family reunion that don't have barbecue and grill processed weenies and hot dogs and, at a family reunion. And I tell you, get out of here, get out of my kitchen, get out of here. You understand? I mean, it's rough, brother. So I applaud your effort. I'm a victim of bad eating for years. You understand? I catch up with you. I'm 75. I still exercise. I used to open up the gym every morning. Every morning at Compton College from 1989 to 2004. You understand? For the seniors to come exercise free, way before there was 24 hours. Rasha Key used to come, we shoot baskets. He said, wherever I got a job teaching, I got the keys to the gym. And we either open it up for basketball or I open it up early in the morning from somewhere like 5 to 8. You understand? And my kids used to come. They don't no more. They're grown. But, I used to take my kids on the weekend when they weren't in school. Brother, it's hard, man, because they got so much peer pressure. And then they go over a relative house or a friend house, and you don't know what they feed you, behind your back. So it's not easy, brother. But your mission is commendable. It's a righteous journey you on as far as evangelizing nutrition, health, and things of this nature. So I wish you all the luck. And hopefully that, we get this program on and some parents listen to it and learn from it and begin to train their kids at an early age. But there are more people health conscious now than there was when I was coming. They are health conscious. And so it's a beautiful thing. And just keep up the good work, brother. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Professor Rock. So, Kevin G, anything else you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I'll close out. I love what Professor Rock said. He's the same age as my father, too. And my dad lives in Compton. My parents are from the South. They had us on all that type of food and everything. So I clearly get what you're saying. I was just telling my dad the other day that, Pops, y'all just didn't have an education. Like, I just read y'all a whole bunch of facts. So I think with our people, the way that we could turn that tide is maybe it might bring out a competitive spirit in people. Because I tell people, look, we losing, man. Look, we black people, we losing. We at the bottom in everything. And maybe that's going to motivate some people. Because I always tell my lady, her daughter, she has a daughter. I have two twins, and then she has a daughter, but I've been around her since 2014, so she's 13 now. And this little girl, I'll make protein shakes. She'll drink the rest of the protein shake. She'll take her mom's little weights and will be doing squats and stuff in the room. So if every family starts to, let's say that generations down the road, you got me, and then you got her taking my tendencies, my daughter's taking my tendencies health-wise, and then the mothers, their kids, they're going to give them those tendencies. Because if you take 10 people and say, okay, take 10 people to have just a regular diet, leave it to chance. Like anything can happen. But then you take other 10 people who are taking care of themselves, eating correctly, exercising. The percentage of living a better life is going to be those people who are at least making the effort. Like I always tell people, if I could get clipped at any time, like stuff running my family, I could become a diabetic, I could have a heart attack, all that. But at least I know at the end of the day, I gave like the biggest effort to not try. Like I used to tell people like, man, you didn't even try. How did that feel? Like you didn't even try it. So I think that we should try, and it is a tough road, but it took generations to get us to this level. So it's going to take generations to get us out of that. So I just recommend that everybody with their family, like I said, go chase your kids, go do whatever. Do something that's going to get you a little bit more active. Try the meal prep thing for work. We all work. We're all not, I don't consider none of us poor. I'm not poor. I don't think everybody's poor now. So we can afford to go to the store and spend, you know, $50 a week when a dang combo at McDonald's or Carl's Jr. is like $12. So if you spend $50, you got a lot of good food, good fruits, vegetables. I'm not a vegan. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, I have to be more muscular, and I couldn't keep my size when I was vegan. And I didn't think that was giving me enough nutrients. I eat red meat sometimes, but like I said, if I eat something, everybody know I go hard in the paint. When that slogan, we go hard in the paint, I go hard in the paint. And I don't even show everybody what I really do on a daily basis, but I work out 5 days a week, sometimes twice a day. I have a punching bag in my home, have a reflex bag in my home, have weights in my home. My community has a big gym. It doesn't cost a lot to have a gym membership either. You could go to Planet Fitness and $10 for the price of a dang combo. I tell people this all the time. For a price of a combo at McDonald's, you could have a gym membership. Let that sink in. Go get on the treadmill. Go get on the stair stepper. Go sit in the sauna and sweat out those toxins from the food that's in us. Like a lot of people's body is like salty. So there's a lot of sodium. And I tell people all the time, man, I'm not a doctor. None of that. I'm just a brother living an experience. And I love to share what's working for me because it might could work for you. And that's how I'm going to close this out. Love y'all giving me the time to get on here because it's like the brother just said, it's rough. It's rough trying to get people to understand that. To me, this is like warfare with our health. Everybody I know, like most of my friends, God bless the ones who still have their moms. But a lot of my friends in my close circle, we don't have their moms. And none of it was because of, oh, well, you know, it was just some freak accident and they just passed. It was something that had to do with health. And I say 3 out of the 5lost their mom to cancer. And they say, oh, race for the cure. We're trying to do this. It's in the foods, y'all. It's in the foods. They modify the foods. So read labels. Go further to shop for your food. Do what you have to do because you got to keep that time on your clock. And it's going to be a tough road. But like I said, if each little chain link, like it's a tree branch, they say, oh, the family tree, you might be the start of the tree trunk that starts for all the little generations that come from you to be in a better condition. If that one family do it, it could be 2 families, 3 families. And then we say, okay, well, generations later, we're back better in a better health condition to where we don't have to depend on the quote unquote white man to take care of us. It's like, man, if my car is running good, I'm gonna work on it to where I ain't gotta go get robbed by the mechanic. That's how I look at my body. I'm not about to have my stuff in the shop all the time when I could take care of it myself and do what I need to do. So that's what we need to do as Black men. We really need to be the leaders of our family. We need to be a pillar of strength. and we need to be healthy so we could be there for our families, because you never know. And your mental state, I tell people all the time, my mental is on fire right now. And it's because I really take care of myself. I try to not let, I've used the term, a lot of noise, because you got a lot of detractors. You got a lot of people who say, oh, you're arrogant, you're narcissist, you this and that. Nah, I just give a damn about my health, man. And I'm improving me. So you improving yourself shouldn't be offensive to somebody else. They should say, hey, I got the same time as that brother. I put my drawers on, same time. I got the same amount of life we don't have. I always use this set, our creator, God, whatever you want to call it. We are not in control of the cards we dealt, but we're in control of how we play our damn hand. And I tell people that all the time, just play your hand cool. Do your hand the best that you was dealt with your cards. Just play your hand correctly, because I've seen people in very bad health condition change their life, but they have to make a commitment and say, you know what, I'm going to do this. When I wake up and go to the gym in the morning, I'm real with y'all. I never feel like it. Everybody can know that straight off the bat. I never feel like it. I'm like, ah. But then when I go in the gym and I do my workouts, my whole day is propelled. My whole day. And even I have my coworkers getting in the back doing push-ups with me. And Damien, I told you, you want me to read some scripture with you? Do some push-ups. I told you. Let's do some push-ups. I sit there and read scripture. And I even think, like, we could go into church and, like, do arm circles and stuff, you know, when we reading scripture. It's like things that could be implemented on your end of the side, too, brother, where you could say, hey, people, you know, let's do this and do that. And you never know where that could take people's mental state and everything, because our creator didn't give us these vessels to just trash our stuff. We all know that. We didn't get this vessel to just trash it. And what if everything is like everybody say it is, and you get back upstairs and, you know, he's like, hey, man, you were supposed to be down there longer, but you didn't give a damn and you was just trashing yourself. Now you up here early. You still get let in, but you up here way before. You see how much time you had left on your clock, brother? We don't know what happens in the end. So let's try to be here longer, try to live our life the best we can. And I'm going to keep pushing that message like all day, every day. I'm going to keep pushing the message. I got my household pretty much in lockstep with me on taking care of themselves. We eat out sometimes. Like, everybody ain't perfect, man. You don't have to go to this like cyborg diet or whatever, but just make sure that you being more active than not active. And I challenge people to this all the time. It's 365 days in a year. Try to work out 183. That's more than half the year. I know everybody could do that. That's not every day. That's not in working. Like I told my dad, he's 75. He still lives in Compton and he take his walks. He take his walks all the time. Sometimes he'd be like, oh, he needs a little pistol with him because there's some crazies out there, but he still take his walks. I'll be saying, hey, Pops, they not going to mess with you, man. You older. The cops ain't going to stop you. So I'd rather you have that than you be some old man out there getting jumped on and robbed by somebody. So you can't throw hands or nothing no more. But shoot, you got to protect yourself. So, but he still get out there and take his walks. And he's been living in Compton forever. And he doesn't care. He still gets out there. And he was riding his bike, but then he had to have knee surgery. So, you know, he used to drink, smoke cigarettes, all that. And I've seen what happened to my family members. And that's why I don't like alcohol. Like the brother said, cirrhosis of liver, all that. Your liver, it could rejuvenate itself, like, you know, but once it's like all jacked up like that, it's kind of no turning back. And then it's like a car. Dang. Alternator go out, then this go out, then this go out, and everything on that one belt is now all messed up. So let's try to be more preventive. Let's cut out noise. Do what's best for you. What's best for me might not be best for you, but like I do boxing. Boxing might not be good for other people. Go play basketball. Chase the kids. You know, walk. Start running. If you want to start running, do a quarter mile first and then go half a mile, then three quarters, then one. And then you'd be like, oh, damn, I'm in the zone. and then you be like I am, 2023, and my mom died in 2009. Shook me up, y'all. I didn't know my mom had cancer. She didn't want to tell everybody. Only her husband knew. Talked to my moms on New Year's Day of 2009. She was gone 2 weeks later. Shook me the fuck up. Sorry for my language, but it's like real serious. It shook me up. And since that point on, I was like, hey, I'm not eating with, we have the internet and everything. We could look up, we could read labels and see what yellow five is that's in our dang food and all that type of stuff. They couldn't. So all that stuff where they just ate what was there for them, that's what they did. We don't have to eat what's there. Just like it's a McDonald's, a KFC, and a Wendy's, it's a Whole Foods right here by my house. It's a Trader Joe's. We might not have those in the hood, but everybody have a car. We're not in poverty like that. So we could get in our car and drive, especially the people who drive and go get Jordans and all that other nut stuff that they really don't need. We could start putting our money into our health, and then health insurance won't be such. Let's say another stat before I go, 44% of Black people are on government health insurance. We always talk about that, like I do, talk about that I'm Black power and we never know what this system would do. Let's say that down the road, they cut those health programs. Those 44% of Black people that's on it don't have health insurance no more. If they were in better condition, if they chance a life expectancy longer, or then if they not. You know, that's all I'll be on. So I appreciate y'all brothers letting me come on here. I hope this message gets to a lot more people and they don't take, I have kind of a drill sergeant approach, so I'm easy on here, but usually outside of this, I really care about my people. So, you know, I curse a lot. I say, man, you trash ass, like all type of stuff, because if you don't like get motivated to change it, then you're going to leave your kids going to be crying and they're going to be sad. And I wish I knew what was going on with my mom, because I would have made my mom try to do more for her chance to live with. At least we would have said, okay, mom tried, you know, she just got taken out. But it's like, you know, what can you do? What can you do? So you take those type of losses, it scars you and it changes you. So maybe my mom is looking down on me and like, you know, she's shaking her head like, yeah, you know, my son is taking care of himself so he don't end up, you know, leaving his family behind wondering what could have been. So that's it. Let's just try to live longer as brothers and as men. And it is an American, Western European diet that we are caught up in. So just like with everything else, we just have to try to maneuver. People always say, oh, well, you grew up somewhere where you could have been in a gang. I never was in a gang because I maneuvered around that stuff. So, you know, just like with our health, we don't have to be a victim of the circumstance just because it's quote unquote all we have around. I mean, we could still do better and get ourselves in a better condition than what we are. And if we start now and then our kids start, and then, you know, we might look back and look down on our, we might be an ancestor and look back and be like, dang, look at our people, man. We strong now. You know, we could be like that, but we got to start somewhere because we getting weaker and weaker, y'all. And I ain't trying to get weaker. You know, I'm just trying to be strong. And our strength starts with our diet, our health, and our mental health. Those three go hand in hand. So, you know, I never seen nobody saying, oh, well, I got a whole bunch of mental health problems and they in the gym getting it in. But the ones who in the gym getting it in, they say, man, this helped me so much with my anxiety, my this, my that. You know, it makes me feel better every day. It helped me take on my day better. That's what we need. That's what we need as Black people. So them stats that everybody's keeping tabs on us on, stats that I didn't make up, you know, we could kind of change those. So appreciate y'all, brothers. Peace and Black power to everybody. And let's, you know, continue to be strong Black men and pillars of our community, regardless of what others say about us.
Brother Kevin G, real talk. Real talk. Yes, sir. And we got to be real. And this is why we're here doing this. And I appreciate you and the information. Excellent, man. Excellent, excellent. Stay on for a minute after we pause, okay? I need to ask you something. So next week on the show, we have Dr. Charles Alexander, and the topic is Black History Month, A View from the Bridge. So that should be interesting. Next week, Professor Rye is going to host. I'm going to be occupied. I might be able to pop on if it goes beyond 7 o'clock, but I have an engagement, but Professor Rye is going to take over next week. And then Professor Rye, we got Black History Month two with Black Women's Focus. Is that true for Monday?
Yeah.
That's very important.
Very important to understand the role of women in the struggle and how we should see and value women. Right? We have a Euro-American view of women. And we have, just like what Kevin G was saying, you have to change your lifestyle about nutrition. You have to say in your lifestyle about relationships and your understanding of your children and your family as far as our image of them and what they are about. They're not just pole dancers and makeup artists and stuff like that. We've had some great women that achieved and broke down barriers, not just in sports, but in the civil rights movement and the Black culture movement. You know, Sonia Sanchez and poetry. They hide these images of strong Black women. And so we have to move on it. So we'll be talking about that Monday.
All right, excellent. So each one teach one, Conscious Corner, and we're gonna take our pause.
We're gonna take a pause for the call.